Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Bonjour everyone and welcome to the second episode of Quantum Wave. I am super excited to be present with you today and I hope that you have been well since our last session, which was the very first episode of Quantum Wave, happened last Monday. So amazing things unfolded since last Monday because we have been going through the Lion's Gate portal. And I don't know how you felt during that time, but I suddenly felt very activated, very connected to amazing light beings, galactic beings, star beings from the Sirius Star Nations. And I have been receiving a lot of information and I shared that during the Lionsgate transmission, which was absolutely awesome. We had a full online retreat with transmissions every day. So I have taken the weekend to relax, to integrate and to go out dancing, which for me is always absolutely wonderful to feel very grounded on this beautiful planet. So I'm very excited to join Quantum Wave. Quantum Wave is here to help you understand the truth of your own unique embodiment. So the channel teachings that we share with humanity through the body of work, Fractal Dynamics, is here to be really practical and be like a roadmap, if you want. It's a very simple yet potent roadmap to understanding our emotions, how we connect with our soul, how we connect with our purpose, how we connect with our multidimensional self residing in alternate realities, parallel lives, as well as how we connect with light beings, star friends, or High Council of Light, and so on. So Fractal Dynamics changes lives. And I'm really excited because Quantum Wave is all about teaching you how to use Fractal Dynamics in your everyday life so you can find yourself feeling more grounded and also more connected to your amazing soul. Because the more we understand this system, the easier it is to really feel into who we are. And we work with the fractal as we place ourselves as the angel behind our human. And as the angel behind our human, we can witness everything that our human is going through internally, in terms of our inner dialogue, what it is that we share with ourselves, the way we talk about ourselves, our dreams. But also externally, our connection with our work life, with money frequency, for example, with other human beings, with a partner, and so on. So it really is an amazing manual for life on planet Earth, if you prefer. So today, we will keep on learning about fractal dynamics using this architecture, which is the circle with a dot and the center point. It represents a fractal. And we're going to use this architecture to understand more how we can navigate emotions and also what is the difference between emotional alchemy and healing. And they say that we will start there. So in all the teachings that I share with my students across different programs, also in the coded library that you can find on my website where I have a lot of digital products, I talk about emotional alchemy and healing a lot. And the difference, so that is for us, you know, in the way that we share with the world, the difference is that with emotional alchemy, we use love as the force that brings reconciliation amongst all the different feelings and chaotic moments that we can feel in our everyday life, or as we work on something that are bigger. Through emotional alchemy, we can witness our human as the angel behind our human. So through the field of presence, we can observe our human having very strong reactions one way or another. And we can love the human and have so much kindness, gentleness, and compassion towards the human that we create this safe space where emotions can be felt and expressed within the intimacy of our own heart. We learn how to communicate that. And that therefore, simply by being this very powerful healing presence, this angelic presence, being so devoted to be fully present with whatever is arising within us, then it kind of like mellows down and it is gone. That is alchemical transmutation. So it means that if I feel very angry, I create the space for my human to feel angry. I listen, I go, oh yes, you know, I like, oh, I'm raging about this and I'm sick about that. I've had enough of that. I want to scream. I'm going to scream in my pillow. I'm going to scream in my room or in my car. I need to express, need to express, need to express. And because we allow that process to unfold in a healthy way, because we are not unleashing the human on the street to yell at strangers or at the police at the shop or whatever, you know, we guide the human into expressing anger in a healthy way. Writing things down, screaming it out loud in the sanctuary of our home and things like that. Because we allow ourselves to actually feel the emotions, really be fully present, really receive the narrative that the emotions are here to bring up to the surface, therefore digging up things from the subconscious mind, from the shadows, all of that is being brought up into the light. And we don't judge the human. So it's like, we're not going to say to our human that is very angry, oh, you shouldn't feel angry, you know. You need to understand that this other person had a really good point and whatever. It's like, no, we know that. That's being a wise, rational human, it's like a grown-up. But here, it's more like talking about the inner child's reaction. If saying, I'm really freaking angry because I feel abandoned. I feel ignored. I feel like, you know, God has forgotten about me because, you know, I don't have enough money. I still don't have my beloved. I still don't have kids. I don't have the things that I want. And I'm so angry. I'm angry at that person. So we allow the emotions to just flow as they need to flow in a safe way. So they're not going to create any damage. It's kind of like we create a sacred sanctuary where emotions can be expressed. And very often I have found that this is the way that is going to alchemize instantly, sometimes very deep wounds that have been present for so long, because we don't add any layers upon the feelings that we are experiencing. We don't add shame. You feel shame for being that angry, like it's shame on you for feeling that angry. You know, you should never feel angry like that. You never want to say these words out loud. It's like so bad. We don't feel guilty for it. You know, we don't bring any other judgmental layers upon the emotional reaction of the human, because this emotional reaction was stored in the cells, in the subconscious mind. And these emotions that have been trapped for a long time, all that they want is to get out. And once they get out, we can often find ourselves completely exhausted and depleted of energy because we recalibrate. So our body is asking that we recalibrate. So it's a great thing. We can learn to be the angel behind a human using this system of fractal dynamics and heal so many things that we thought we would need, like, maybe we might have needed like years onwards to even heal that, you know, in therapy session or just by on our own, you know, trying to, oh, why am I feeling like this? Why am I feeling? My team says, like, most of the time you practice emotional alchemy and you feel better. And you feel better. And it's, again, not bypassing the emotions, allowing them simply to exist, to have a voice, but not create a bigger story around it. Really keep it within the sanctuary of the purging. We observe, we give love to the human for what it needs to be able to alchemize these emotions. So maybe the human needs to have space, not to talk to anyone, maybe the human actually needs to take time first to, you know, cool off and then go to someone and learn to share from the heart, you know, his or her truth. So very important to always voice whatever is arising for you. I have found myself that it has helped me to feel deeply empowered when I was in certain situations that were happening fast. So for example, you know, it's like you go out and you're with some friends, you're at the shop or at the restaurant, and it's just something that happens and it triggers the human. And the human really goes into this kind of like reaction. And you feel the human wanting to have a reaction, being outraged or entering an argument and a bit angry or like being really not in our power because we find someone really intense, really powerful and was like, oh, I just better, you know, duck down and walk away. When we are like in the midst of this, you know, instant challenging situation emotionally, we can instantly say like, oh, okay. I'm observing my human. My human doesn't like it. It is an unpleasant situation. What does my human need right now? And so instead of tapping into dysregulated nervous system, we can observe the dysregulation of our nervous system that time. It's like my nervous system is very exacerbated right now. My human is very triggered and it is showing up through the defense mechanism coming out. I want to fight. I want to fight like crazy. Or maybe I want to fly. I just want to run away. I just don't want to be here. I can feel like so exacerbated. I feel I need to hide. Or maybe I'm going to freeze. Or maybe I'm going to fawn. Like, so we can observe what the human wants to do. We can say, can I breathe into this? Can I breathe into this reaction? Can I stay anchored into my heart and observe that the human is really challenged by this interaction, wants to fight, wants to fly. Can I just hold my ground here, take some deep breath? And as I take some deep breath, I remind myself, I am the angel behind my human. I am full present, full awareness. I observe this. I give this my full attention. My human, you have my full attention. What is it that you need right now? And in the interaction, we can do that. And I swear, it becomes very easy. Because it's going to become, the more you practice, it's going to be your default mode of being able to do that. It's like you don't even think about it, but you're doing it automatically. And when you do that, just in a few seconds, in a few minutes, there's some work happening in the flat downstairs, and it's very exacerbating for my little doggy. So hopefully he's going to stay calm. So when we are in that interaction observing that, then our interaction changes completely because we can give voice to some part of ourselves that would have been unheard and before. So we can say, for example, stop saying this to me. Everything that you're sharing, I hear, but I need a moment right now. So we are able to put some healthy boundaries because we can see that the human is very, very affected by the energy of whatever is happening around. We can therefore learn to put healthy boundaries. We can also learn to actually let go. Because if you're a fighter, letting go can be the most challenging thing. It can be the most beneficial thing in the moment. In certain situations, there's literally nothing we can do or nothing we can say that is going to make any difference. So actually the highest path is to walk away. So when we are like that, we know exactly what our human need. Our human need might just need a few breaths. It's like, let's breathe together. Okay, let's take some deep breath here. This is an intense interaction. I know it's fucking happening right now. I'm just experiencing this wildest situation on planet Earth. Can I find a sense of humor into that? And then I will go back home and I will actually unpack what happened there as needed. Very often I find that when I work through emotional alchemy, I can regulate my emotions, my nervous system much more easily, and therefore I kind of stay more onto the path of presence and the path of happiness, onto the path of detachment. Now at times, emotional alchemy comes, we practice this, but there is something bigger that's there. Like the human just cannot stop feeling triggered in certain specific situation, and it doesn't matter the amount of time that we practice, you know, presence, observing the human, doing all the things, it's like the human still has these very strong reactions, and there is something else that actually needs to be done. And that's when we start tapping into healing. So when we share about healing, you know, as part of the beauty of work that we share, as part of our teaching, healing is actually the process into diving deep into the horizontal line. Horizontal line, we call it. It is the horizontal connection with this plane. We have inner child work, ancestors timeline work, and past lives work. So all of this horizontal line often carries a lot of density that is related, interwoven. So traumas that we've had in past lives are going to be found also in ancestral timelines and also in terms of inner child wounding, inner child trauma. Very often, everything is related, you know? So I smile when I say that because I find it fascinating in the multidimensional architecture. You know, I'm not smiling because it's nice. When certain really strong emotional reactions keep on happening, and then after trying again and again to alchemize it, just through the portal of love, there is still a lot that happens. We need to bring in the dimension of healing. So we need to go into the wormhole of, okay, so what is in bringing me up is, do I need to connect with my inner child? Let's connect to my inner child. Often emotional reactions, we need to connect with inner child. But I connect with my inner child, and very often I talk to my inner child and I'm saying, are we going to be all right in this situation? Yes. Is there anything that you need from me, my inner child? It's like, yes, what do you need? A cup of cacao and a big hug. And I just visualize myself doing that, and I make myself a cup of cacao and I wrap myself up in a blanket. So I give this to myself. And often it's like the emotional alchemy operates that way, you know? But at times I need to go deeper. It's like deeper, it's like connected to mom or connected to dad or connected to school or connected to whatever. We also sometimes need to go into past lives and ancestors timeline, because a lot can be found there. A lot can be found in those timelines. It's fascinating to see the correlations, the connections between ancestral timelines and past lives. So this is some of the work that I do, and I work with my VIP clients one-on-one. And what we perceive is that we perceive the whole of the structure, so we can perceive physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual systems, and the horizontal line, as well as energetic body, light body, and what's present in the physical body. And then we can see all of these connections between inner child, ancestors, past life, timelines, all the interconnected. We start on specific points, all the way to specific atoms in the body and certain locations and implants and traumas in the body from past lives. And we can see all of that through this gigantic web. And then we go, shoop, and we extract it. And then it gets dissolved, completely dissolved. So it's not present anymore. It's just like freaking potent, massive, massive, potent quantum healings that we do as needed, you know, in the one-on-one sessions that I offer in the Golden Circle. So the Golden Circle is my most exclusive VIP program. We work with one another for 3 months, and we have 90-minute channeled and trans-channeled sessions a month, plus on top of that, group trans-channeling sessions as well. It is absolutely life-changing. So if you are interested, simply, you know, write in the comment or send me an email on info@sandrines.com, and I will be able to share more about that with you, because there are 2 spaces available at the moment for beautiful people that I feel called to join me and my High Council to work closely together. So this episode is really like inspired by the work that I do in the Golden Circle with my VIPs, because the changes that we can see when we learn more about emotional alchemy, which is a lot what we are talking about today, then it is so empowering because we stop being dependent on others. Like we stop being dependent on Reiki healer or like going all the way to see this healer, that healer, that healer, or that medium or whatever, or needing to consciously do inner child work. And it never, you know, like this, like continuously in the shadow, it's exhausting. There's nothing that changes. When we learn about fractal dynamics and emotional alchemy within fractal dynamics, it's life changing because like, oh, actually I have not only control over the fluctuations of my emotions within my human incarnation, but on top of that, I can feel the safest I have ever felt in my life from feeling what I'm feeling. And by doing that, I increase my amount of self-love and therefore soul alignment, therefore I'm more connected to my purpose, I am more connected to my spiritual team, I am more connected to my human, to my family, to my partner, to my friends, and so on. So continue diving into this work. You know, every week we share more on fractal dynamics, and also we need to repeat ourselves because as humans, we need to hear the same concept over and over and over again through different ways. So it really lands and it becomes so much easier to actually embody. So I will use again here my whiteboard to illustrate this. So the fractal is the circle with the center point in the middle. So here I'm going to trace a horizontal line in between. So we can perceive that there is like an upper fractal and then a lower fractal, and then there is the center point of the fractal, which is the heart center. When we have emotions, they're gonna be emotions of a certain frequency. Okay, so at the lower fractal, we could perceive that there are emotions of, it's more like tamasic frequency. If you're familiar with this vocabulary, tamas, negative polarity, it's like more gloomy, being sad, feeling lost, you know, procrastination, feeling unworthy, scarcity, all of the things that makes us feel slow, like we are pinned down, like victimhood, like all of this low fractal reflection frequency. Then we have the frequency that is above, which can be said it's like more like rajasic frequencies, really being hyperactivated. And that can happen through a lot of excitement, but it is also anger, you know, like anger, a lot of fiery, like movement, go, 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 high achiever, like narcissistic tendencies, really high energetic behaviors, you know, that are not, you know, always aligned because they're always hyper, hyper, hyper. All of that are also parts, is part of the fluctuation of the emotion. So humans, we usually fluctuate between the upper hemisphere and the lower hemisphere of this fractal, upper frequency, lower frequency. But none of these frequencies are the frequency of our soul, the frequency of our heart. So the frequency of the heart at the center is sattvic. So it is neutral. It is the unified field. And the unified field is the state of presence. Presence, observation. In here, we also have the very high frequency of authenticity, where you can reside at the center point of your fractal. You are fully authentic because you don't deny any emotions, you don't deny any experiences from your human. You observe them all evolving within the fractal. And so therefore, you can live a more authentic life because you know yourself very well. And therefore, it is easier to match the external world to your internal world. It's easier to find that path. We also have at the center point, for example, joy and kindness. We can find ourselves stuck in the lower quadrant or in the upper quadrant. And here it is very important teachings to understand because some people, they would confuse feeling high, like as energetic, deeply inspired, like really we want to move forward, you know, we have all of this momentum happening. People identify that as being alive, as being soul aligned, as being connected. And then when they are lost, when we feel disconnected, we don't feel that we are channeling, we don't feel like our body is depleted, like we are run down and so on, we think that it's bad and that we are not aligned. Okay? But no. That is judgment of the human. That is saying it is okay to feel that way and to experience that, but it is wrong to experience the other way. Remember this graphic, say it is all the same, because when we are feeling lost, feeling down, feeling that we don't channel, we might drop into the lower portion, lower quadrant of the fractal. And then if we are really hyper, like, you know, going after things, going out dancing, socializing a lot, and we might think, oh, you know, it's positive, you know, it's very active, so it is better. No, it is not better. It is a different modus operandi of the technology of our current incarnation, right? Stay at the center. Observe the human, very excited, very hyper, very energetic. Because as you observe that, you will notice that if you stay stuck with the experience, if you glue yourself with the very hyper frequency, you will crash. You will crash completely a few days later. This is typically illustrated by young children's birthday party. When my daughters were young, we would always have big birthday parties with all their friends. The excitement was so high for days leading to their birthday, and then the birthday happening that they would always end up crashing. Oh, exhausted, and then like tears everywhere. It was the worst birthday of my life. I need a cuddle mom, or I need space because I'm raging because I didn't earn what I wanted to earn in terms of points or whatever. Was always organizing these games. So we can notice that the really hyper feeling of the child therefore triggers the opposite reaction of crashing. Why is that? It is because a fractal has a certain degree of variability. So I say, for example, it's from 0 to 100. That doesn't mean anything. It's just, you know, to illustrate this. So from 0 to 100, a certain degree of variability. So if I get really hyper, always on the same high frequency, rajasic frequency, there's too much fire. It's going to burn me down. So I need to balance that out with the opposite. And so therefore we crash. This is the explanation of the quantum dynamics of ups and downs, why we feel massive ups and downs. So how do we go about that? When the human gets very excited, when there is a lot of things happening, we're downloading, we're sharing with others, we're finding a new partner, we are traveling, we take time to observe the human. Great, my human is doing all the things, my human is very excited, my human is all over the place, great. What does my human need right now? To stay very grounded in her vortex, in her energy, so she doesn't crash later. What does my human need? My human needs a good run. My human needs to like repump some weight at the gym, good to go out and dance because my human has so much energy. Like maybe my humans need to channel, need to connect, you know, that's a lot for me. If I feel very, very, like a lot of very rajasic frequency, positive hyper frequency, as soon as I start channeling, like sharing this way, I can feel things settling down because there is an outlet. There's an outlet to that energy that is flowing through me. This is why I love, you know, coming onto Quantum Wave Show now, because every week I get to start like this, you know, by really grounding into my vortex and sharing with you guys. So thank you so much. Remember to comment to let me know how you enjoy this transmission. Also, remember to participate to be able to win a free reading with me. For that, you can just take a photo of this live now. Now here live or on the replay, take a photo, go on your Instagram stories and tag me and say, oh, I'm watching Quantum Wave with Sandrine, I'm loving it. And then you tag me so we can see, ooh, that person has one entry. You can also, at the end of this transmission, share the YouTube video on your Facebook and tag me, because then I see that it's another point. You know, we have a point system. My assistant Edlin is looking after it. And the person that has the most points at the end of the month, I will contact you directly to let you know you have won the free session. Congratulations. And then during the last session of the month on Quantum Wave, you will receive your free mini channel reading, which is going to be so potent because, as you know, we can perceive a lot about you and the dynamics that are happening in your life and how we can help you shift to a new level of your beautiful embodiment on this planet. So keep participating. Oh, thank you for the fun accent. Yes, like I had a friend over yesterday and he kept on saying that my accent was really, really weird. It's just like, come on, mate. Come on. So thank you very much for mentioning that. My native language is French. I've been living in New Zealand for 15 years. So I highly doubt that my accent will change, but the pronunciation of certain words is changing because my kids and some friends tell me this is not how we say words. This is not how we pronounce these words. And I'm like, oh, I've been pronouncing it that way for 15 years. Now how to rewire my brain when I get in the moment of fairy channeled teachings to remember that we say this way, not that way. So anyway, thank you very much. It's great to have you here live and on the replay as well. So let me take a moment. So when we observe that we are going through massive ups and downs, what does it really mean? Ups and downs are not so much like ups and downs in life, rather than forward movement and pause. We never go backward. There is never a down. It's a lack of understanding of this process, and it is the wrong use of words, actually, that create this experience that we label as bad experience, or like as we feel down. Because often what I find when I work with people that say I feel down is that they are in process of integrating a new quantum leap, a new change in their lives. There is something big that is coming. They can feel it. We can all feel it energetically. We will work on that, because we can teach you, and this we're going to teach you definitely in the next future episode, about the quantum dynamic of information and how it actually helps us, you know, make faster decisions that are more aligned to our truth, to our purpose, but also how we can regulate our nervous system so we can instantly integrate the new frequencies, the new identities that we are shifting into, instead of like slowing down because we don't know about that. So when we feel down, what I find is we are integrating. And if we can remove labels and words like, oh, I shouldn't be feeling what I'm feeling right now. My body shouldn't be exhausted. My body shouldn't be in pain. I shouldn't feel lost. I shouldn't feel exacerbated. This is wrong. I was in such a good place before. Why am I feeling like that? It is because when we look at the fractal, a fractal's purpose is to evolve. Every living frequency in the entire universe is here to evolve. Evolution happens through two different dynamics. We can evolve by bringing in high level of frequencies, high frequency in, which will help us live more and more from the heart portal. So we increase the frequency of the fractal through the heart portal. We bring in higher frequency. We can do that by traveling in amazing locations that are really powerful energetically. We can increase our frequency because we keep choosing love as a guiding force. We practice emotional alchemy. We increase our frequency because when we make a decision, we choose to follow our courage, our kindness, our compassion, rather than taking actions out of obligation, which completely is really not authentic, or we keep betraying ourselves. We keep thinking that we are not worthy. So every time we rise up to be there for our human, we increase our frequency. We also happen to receive frequency blasts from the central sun every time there is big solar flares, which tends to happen a lot. Schumann frequency increasing, the photon belts, you know, everything. All of that is also increasing our frequencies. When we do a detox, when we juice, we eat more fruit, we increase our frequency. You know, when we become vegetarian, vegan, and remove animal products, we increase our frequency. There are so many ways we can increase our frequencies. Also, we have galactic beings that perform cosmic surgery on ourselves. We have our soul, our oversoul network, and our soul that are co-creating without us knowing and saying, let's turn the volume up in this incarnation, you know, like let's bring more of that woman and that man to life. So this is the way we evolve through upgrading our frequency. But if we upgrade our frequency a lot, what happens is that here we have the degree of variability, maybe like from 0 to 100. But here, let's say we increase our frequency by bringing all of these light codes, all of these adventures, all of these decisions that are based on love rather than fear. It means that all of a sudden the frequency increases through that range, and maybe we reach 200. These numbers have no meaning, you know, rather than illustrating this process, okay? So now what happens is that the degree of variability is really stretched. Like it's not sustainable for the fractal. So two ways that the fractal can balance itself: say no more to the frequency, or release this, so it becomes easier to stabilize into these higher frequencies, which is what we want. Okay? So we need to release low density. And we release low density every time again. We make a decision which is based on love rather than judgment, greed, fear of missing out, not good enough syndrome, comparisitis syndrome, all of these things. So it means that we are working with emotional alchemy. And we also remove density by doing the inner work on working deeply with our inner child when needed, deeply with past lives, deeply with ancestors' timeline when needed. And there we can remove huge chunks of density. So when I work one-on-one with a person and with the Arcturians, we track all the density in the horizontal line, but also physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual system, and we extract it, is that we remove such a huge iceberg of density that there is automatically a massive quantum upgrade happening. Because now we are vibrating much more in alignment with the human. We are vibrating from the heart much more than ever before. Because the density is no longer there, it means that the crystalline divine genome can have better chance to become the main operating system of our current incarnation. It means that we instantly feel more inspired, more connected to love, to abundance, to freedom, all of the things. So to be able to navigate evolution is to understand that we evolve through two dynamics: the forward movement and the inner work of removing density. So when we find ourselves in life on this high, we might be receiving upgrades, being high frequency. We might be still in the process of integrating work that we did before. We expand, we say yes to life, you know, we follow our heart and desires, and we are courageous beyond measure. We do all the things. And then we find ourselves going to this high, and then poof, the high is no longer there. There is a pause. Not much seems to be happening. Like, I thought that this new relationship was going to take me somewhere. I thought that I had finally, you know, broken free from scarcity. I thought that my health was so much better. And all of a sudden, these things are coming. What's wrong with me? What did I do wrong? Nothing. You did not do anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with that process. That is natural law, ecological process. This is the law of evolution. What is coming is the density. The density is the shadows. The shadows that can finally be brought up into the light because I have more light. Because this light that I am through the work that I'm continuously doing can hold this density. So now finally these shadows, this low fractal reflection frequency, this density, this pain, this wound, this trauma, they can finally be loved and be coming into the light. And I do that by still the same system. I am the angel behind my human. So my human is annoyed right now because my human was feeling that my human was moving forward and finally all the things are happening. And now my human is thinking that there is nothing left. My human is trying to look for a reason to feel bad, to look for a way of thinking that she did something wrong. Is this being the angel or is this being a judgmental human? I got stuck with my judgmental human again. Let's hang out more with my angel. My angel is going to say, it's okay, Sandrine, it's okay. It's that time when not much happens, that time when you don't receive massive ass downloads about the purpose of life. It's that time when your body is really exhausted. When you're purging through like mucus reaction, maybe cold and flu, it's that time. So just relax. Don't create a story out of it. Because if you make a story out of it, it will become your reality. And all the upgrades that you have been receiving will have to wait. So we don't have bad and low moments. We have moments offered to us for self-observation, for doing the work. This is always the movement. Movement up, stabilization. Movement up, stabilization. So when you work with me, when you receive Quantum Wave, when you work with me one-on-one as a VIP, it is very easy to level up because I always call you on that, okay? So in the chat, if you have any questions regarding that process or anything that I'm sharing, remember, you can ask in the chat and you can share in the chat here as well as on the replay. I'm very happy to help you if you have more precise questions around it. Let me tune in here because there is something that's could share today another day. Yes, they say we can share today. So there is one very interesting frequency that we want to share. It is this, the frequency of excitement. Excitement is a frequency that has the purpose of being a penetrating force. Excitement is the penetrating force that says, I know exactly where I want to be going because it is going to be of my highest joy, of my highest excitement. If I'm in that place, having that experience, I'll be sweet. I'll be so happy on planet Earth. So excitement is like moving us in a certain direction. Excitement is meant to be temporary. If we stay excited for too long on really hyper, what happens? We need to balance ourselves within the fractal reflection, you know, degree of variability, and so we crash. Birthday kids, you know, like excitement, they crash. So what happens is that we need to be able to observe our human and to say, great, my human is so happy, my human is so excited, because it's good, you know, we don't want to kill the excitement. That's certainly not the case. Like we don't want to kill the sadness or the anger. They all have a voice, equal voice. So it's like, oh, my human is so excited, you know, because it's a great time. It was just Lionsgate. The online retreat was freaking amazing. My human is soon going to the United States and Mexico. My human has so many things happening. My humans can feel two beautiful souls in her vortex that are going to join the golden circle. And I can feel them and they are here and we're all getting excited. My human is very excited to see who is going to join the golden circle and be working with my human so closely. That's fantastic. What does my human need to really feel grounded into that reality that my human feel is coming? My human need a long walk in nature, really, and with trees, you know? Please, not too much wind, so maybe not the beach right now. The trees, okay, great. So I go in the forest and I, oh, I feel grounded. And so I'm still happy. I'm still happy, but it's not like this burning excitement that is going to trigger a crash after. And also, it's like, how can I ground into this excitement? Are there any things that I need to do? Yes, let's you know, book a hotel, you know, like find better deals, like get a car. So it's like the excitement of, you know, traveling is actually grounding down. It's like, ooh, all of this is being created. So ground the excitement down. So it's like you're calling this higher manifestation into your vortex. Great thing to know. If you are oscillating a lot in the lower quadrant of this fractal, so it means that procrastination, feeling gloomy, sad, depressed, you know, like feels like nothing is happening, what to do with my life, this project that I have had for a long time and I don't know where to start, and you know, it's just like this feeling of density, of heaviness. When we find ourselves there for a little while, we really need to bring in the frequency of excitement as a piercing force. So it's like it's going to be an arrow that's going to shoot very high frequency up. So it is going to shift us from the tamasic lower quadrant to upper quadrant, rajasic frequency. So we need to consciously activate excitement. And when we activate excitement, we continue to activate that excitement until we feel that we are balanced. Okay, so I felt like really unworthy, gloomy, procrastinating this project that I have had for long enough. Now I'm going to tap into my excitement and I'm going to maintain that. So this freaking thing is going to happen. My human is going to do it because I cannot stop thinking about it and it's making me sad not to do it. So how do we trigger excitement? Fake it until you feel it, literally. I got this technique from Tony Robbins 6-7 years ago. And for that, like, you use the body, you know, like Tony Robbins style. And you go like, I'm so fucking excited to create this, to write this new book, because this new book is going to be a living frequency that is going to change humanity. And so I go on a rant like that and I stand up and I use my arms and I speak loud. And sometimes I even do some breath work, like calling things in, you know, and I'm just really using my body to shift the tamasic frequency, to shift the density. It's like, I am the piercing arrow of God and my excitement is showing me the way. Because if you can get excited about something, it means that the thing is there to fuel you. It doesn't mean that it is going to be necessarily the work of your life, the love of your life, you know, the lover of your life or whatever. It simply means that as you rise up to the occasion to really start anchoring something new, can be a relationship, moving country, traveling, you know, creating something for work, it means that you are going to activate more soul alignment. You are going to know yourself so much more. And then, because at the end of the day, you want to fall asleep feeling proud of yourself. So when you can use the frequency of excitement consciously to shift yourself from like being stuck, being very still, like gloomy, anchored in one place, you will feel so much in control of your own life. I swear, it's life-changing. It's really life-changing because I have been in these places where it's like, oh, you know, I feel like I'm a rock. The rock and my life have all turned into rocks, like nothing is happening. I consciously generate excitement. I do that so often, but then I'm also on the other spectrum. I feel so excited for such a long time that I'm like, must calm down, it feels good, but I can feel that there is a point that I hit. If I keep my excitement for too many hours and too many days in a row, I know, I was like, whoa, I can really feel here. Going for a sauna, exercising, you know, all of that really helps to balance out the frequency within the fractal. Yay! Loving fruits. Knowing this helps so much. Just the knowing eases the pressure. Now it's exciting to know that we are integrating and growing. Yes. Oh, I have heard a lot from Bashar saying the same thing about excitement. That's fantastic. I didn't know that he also talked about excitement this way. It's great. I'm loving it. Fantastic. So for today, we would love for you to remember a few things. Try to continuously place yourself as the angel behind your human. Again, you know, continue observing your human. Continue to opening up your arms to welcome everything that your human is, everything that your human is experiencing, that your human is desiring. Really be that loving presence. When the human stays stuck in one polarity or another, using the same technique of being the angel behind your human, observe what the human needs to stabilize. All of that is emotional alchemy. Choosing love as a guiding force, observing emotions, observing thoughts, residing within the one unified field. If there is really something that is hard to shift, that is keeps on recurring, that is always there, you know, go into horizontal line healing. Work with inner child, past life, ancestors, timeline. Go very deep for one session and then close the container. So it's okay. So it doesn't kind of leak everywhere in your life. Feel how it feels after that healing session. Chances are things would have changed quite a bit. Maybe you need to do again some more work on the same subject. So go again there and continue retrieving information, but do it temporarily for one session so that the container is safe, it is healthy, it doesn't leak all over, because otherwise it's exhausting for the nervous system. Okay? And then remember the power of triggering excitement and also of balancing out the excitement so we can continue being a force of nature, like creative force, like to continue living in harmony with our heart, living in harmony with our presence. So today I would just love to remind you to participate, to share on your social, Instagram and Facebook about Quantum Wave. The more you share, the more points you can get. And the more points you get, the more it gives you chances to win a mini reading with me and my team. And it will be happening here on the last Sunday of the month, which will be Sunday the 27th of August. I'm already super excited. You will be able to ask me one or two questions live. We'll be going to the field and channel an answer for you. What else did I want to share? Yes, again, you're invited if you're interested to contact me. If you would like to work one-on-one with me for 3 months, receiving one session a month, which is a 90-minute session. For half an hour, I work in the quantum before. So it's actually like a two-hour session because I work in the quantum in your field before the session, but then we join live for a 90 minute and it is channeled and trans-channeled. We can go into quantum healing. We can see all the past lives, connection to ancestors' timeline, inner child dynamics that we need. We can also connect you with star races, earth elementals, animals of powers. We can work on any area of life, you know, like finances, work, purpose, because we can perceive everything. You know, we receive the information from your Oversoul network because we work at a very high level. And so we work with you and your team and your galactic team. So we know who is in your team, like your High Council of Light. So we can work like this, and it always acts. Every session is a huge, massive quantum leap into a new identity. And we give you tools and practices, spiritual exercises to ground into reality, to ground everything that we have just done in the session into your life so you can embody much higher level of frequencies without crashing and activate that straight away. So it's absolutely fantastic for anyone who is interested in leveling up in all areas of your life. Because we work with having the broader vision, but also to seeing, to be able to see all the details there. And again, just contact me if you're interested in joining the Golden Circle. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you for sharing my content. That's amazing. I love that. Yes, share as much as you like. It's very appreciated. We feel it is very good for today. We feel very complete. So if you do not have any question, we will say goodbye and we will see you next week for another episode of the Quantum Wave live show. If you're also listening on the podcast, Thank you very much. We appreciate you listening, dear. Lots of love, everyone. See you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.